Welcome back, Tokers and Tokettes. Radical Russ here at UN's Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza, where I've run into Dean Becker, the godfather of marijuana podcasting. How you doing?
I'm good. Russ, I'm really disappointed. I hope for 100,000 people instead of a few hundred. Truth be told, I was over at the jail cell they have over here, you know, asking people to give their thoughts. I'll share them with you. I report the drug war news. I admit my drug use every day of the year and the broadcast stations on up into Canada. And I think more and more people need to speak, need to say, I use drugs, but I succeed. I got a job. I got kids. I'm doing just fine. Leave me alone.
Yes.
And the question, though, that I would love to ask any of these mucky mucks over here at the UN or the president or the U.S. Attorney General, perhaps the drug czar himself, goes something like this. We all recognize this drug war empowers our terrorist enemies if they're brave enough to grow the flowers we forbid. It enriches these barbarous cartels south of our border, killed well in excess of 100,000 individuals, mostly innocents. And it gives reason here in these United States for tens of thousands of violent gangs to prowl our neighborhoods with high-powered weapons, selling contaminated drugs to our kids, enticing them to lives of crime and addiction. And despite the expenditure of well over a trillion taxpayer dollars and the arrests of 50 million of our fellow citizens, we've never managed to stop even one determined child. So I'd like to ask these mucky mucks, the simple question goes like this. What is the benefit of this drug war? What do we get back that begins to offset the horror we inflict on ourselves and the whole world by continuing to believe? And that's the question they want to avoid at all costs. There is no benefit to this drug war.
Very well put. And I think it's also should be underscored what you mentioned about mentioning your own use and that you're a success. I just spent 2 days at Mark Kleiman's Cannabis Policy Summit where I listened to a bunch of PhDs who've never smoked pot tell me what a terrible and unsuccessful person I am, the daily wake and bake toker who produces a weekday talk radio show. So your thoughts on being an out and proud consumer?
Well, the fact of the matter is the vast majority of American people have or currently use, quote, illegal recreational drugs. Most of them have succeeded, and most of them kind of graduate from 15 to age 25, 35. Most people have a time frame wherein they use these drugs. Most of them successfully, unless the police happen to kick in their door or tear their car apart and find a minor amount of drugs. But it is not the drugs that is the problem. It is the criminality that is assigned to the use of the drugs. They are a natural part of life on this planet, and the people who use them should just be left the hell alone. Judge people by their actions, not the contents of their pocket, purse, or bloodstream.
Folks, if you want to hear more great advocacy from Dean Becker, make sure you check out drugtruth.net. Any other contacts they need to know?
Well, that'll get them started. Look, folks, you know the truth. Don't be afraid. Your boss probably uses drugs. Your mother and father use drugs. It's a topic that just needs to be opened up and readdressed.
Thank you so much, Dean Becker, for everything you do and for talking to us today.
Oh, Russ, thank you. Keep it up, buddy.